The Web That Snow Weaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 87. Heart, or Xin. The heart stores the spirit, or Shen. The heart guarantees connection and stores the small spirit component of the person's entire spirit. The heart spirit ensures that whatever consciousness, intention, volition, thought, reflection, and self-awareness exist within the large composite spirit intersects and clicks with the world of time and space. The heart is responsible for appropriate behavior, timely interactions, and being suitable to the context. Being respectful, helpful, thoughtful, or emotional is only virtuous when the heart spirit ensures that the moment is right. The heart spirit, a heart's little spirit, makes sure that the big composite spirit of a person is one on target. The heart spirit guides the larger spirit into the world of manifestation. Intending to take an elderly person shopping is helpful before going shopping, not afterward. The heart spirit ensures that timing. Wearing a bathing suit with a towel around one's neck at poolside is fine, but not before the gathering of business people with whom you are negotiating a financial transaction. Figuring out the details of a money deal before going to sleep is probably also poor timing. The heart spirit ensures picking suitable places for particular actions. When the heart spirit is disturbed, one has symptoms such as insomnia, situational anxiety, and inappropriate or even bizarre behavior. Discomfort with situations and people often has to do with the heart, as do the somatic correlates of anxiety, such as sweating, blushing, being flustered, and palpitations. When the heart spirit is intact, one connects with propriety and tact. The heart opens into the tongue. The heart's brilliance manifests in the face. The tradition also says that the tongue is the sprout of the heart. The ability to choose words precisely, to convey meaning well, and to connect in dialogue belongs to the heart spirit's relation with the tongue. Expressing warmth and appropriate engagement through facial expression is another heart's function. On the more physical level, the connection between the heart and the tongue means that pathological changes of the tongue, such as ulceration and inflammation, can often be treated by acupuncture or herbal therapy directed at the heart. Stuttering is also linked to the heart. The heart rules the blood and blood vessels. The heart regulates the flow of blood. When the heart qi, partly related to the heartbeat and heart blood, which are mutually dependent on each other, are abundant and normal, then the pulse will be even irregular. The heart blood is critical for treating insomnia because it is said to embrace the heart spirit and allow it to peacefully disconnect with the world. Also, short-term memory, where are the card keys, depends on the heart-blood ability to effortlessly remember and connect gently to time and place. One cannot remember something with qi. One has to let go with the blood before the memory flows back. The heart organ moves in the time plane that is of very short duration. It is situational and contextual. This contrasts with the kidneys, whose trajectory marks the developmental stages in life, and the spleen and liver, whose time frame is shorter than the kidneys but longer than the heart's. Pericardium, or Xinbao. The pericardium is the outer protective shield of the heart. For clinical purposes, it is considered a sixth yin organ, but in general theory, the pericardium is not distinguished from the heart, except by being the first line of defense against external pernicious influences attacking the heart. In acupuncture, it has separate meridian. The role of the pericardium is developed in Appendix A. Clinical sketch. A man is suffering from insomnia. he goes to a Western doctor who finds nothing wrong but offers a referral to a behavioral sleep clinic. Later, the patient decides to try an Oriental physician. An examination confirms that the doctor's suspicion that the heart is not storing the spirit properly, and a series of treatments is prescribed. The doctor will use acupuncture points such as Heart 7 and herbs such as the fruit of Euphorbia longana, which alleviate the condition as they strengthen that aspect of the heart that stores the spirit. These treatments have no sedating side effects, and from a Western viewpoint, they appear to strengthen the nervous system. Lungs, or Fei. The lungs concern the momentary and ephemeral. Healthy lungs allow for a single moment or any singular episode of time to become complete. Traditionally, the lungs are called the tender organ because they are easily affected by fleeting events, whether it is respiration, an acute cold and flu, short-lived emotions, or acknowledging and accepting both the completeness and the impermanence of a precious encounter or cherished life. The lungs store the animal soul, which is Po. The animal soul is the animation, emotional reactivity, and pressing urges of human life. It can be erratic and untamed. It lacks the deliberation of reason. Without a healthy animal soul, which is Po, a person can be either emotionless or hysterical. An intact Po is flexible and reactive, but quickly regains composure and sees the entire situation. Of all the emotions, the Po is especially sensitive to mourning and grief and disturbances in gaining a sense of completion. The lungs experience loss and longing easily. Disturbed lungs can produce unresolved grief and a failure to see the delicate integrity of the temporal world. In another sense, when the Po is intact, it produces the virtue of impartial justice and the sense of perfect, non-replicable beauty. The Po also has the ability to receive flashes of inspiration, which can be the source of understanding and intuition when taken into other organs. The lung rolls qi. The aspect of qi meant here is respiration and other short-term aspects of the qi. The lungs are the arena in which the qi, or meaning air, natural air qi, outside the body meets the qi inside the body. The lungs take in natural air qi, propelling it downward. This is inhalation. The lungs are then said to disseminate and make things go round, and expel impure air or exhalation. When the lungs are healthy, the natural air qi enters and leaves smoothly, and respiration is even and regular. When an imbalance or obstruction interferes with the lungs, symptoms such as cough, dyspnea, or asthma may result. For any lung disorder to remain chronic, it must link with another organ. The lungs are closely allied with the qi of the chest. Because the qi of the chest is involved with the movement of all the qi and blood in the body, a disharmony of the lungs can produce deficient qi anywhere in the body. This qi disruption tends to be of a shorter duration, such as recovering after a hard day's work. The lungs move and adjust the water channel. The lungs have a role in a movement and transformation of water in the body. The lungs move the water in two directions. By descending and liquefying, the lungs move water to the kidneys. By disseminating, the lungs circulate and scatter water vapor throughout the body, particularly through the skin and pores. Chinese medicine postulates that water in liquid form descends, while in vapor form it circulates or ascends. The movement of water by the lungs is summarized thus: the lungs are the upper origin of water. Disharmonies of the lungs' water descending function are likely to result in problems of urination or in edema, particularly edema in the upper part of the body. Disturbances involving the disseminating function may produce respiratory problems. The entire system of water and fluid movement may now be summarized as follows in what is one of the most concrete physiological discussions one finds in Chinese medicine. Fluids are received by the stomach, which begins a process of separation, by which the usable portion of food are sent to the intestines as waste, and the pure water is extracted. This process is continued by the spleen, which then sends the pure fluids in a vaporized state upward to the lungs. The lungs circulate the clear part of the fluids throughout the body, but liquefy whatever has become impure through use and send it downward to the kidneys. In the kidneys, the impure parts is further separated into relatively clean and turbid parts. The cleaner parts is transformed into a mist and sent upward to the lungs, where it rejoins the cycle. The final impure portion goes into the bladder, where it is stored and subsequently excreted. The lungs rule the exterior of the body. The brilliance of the lungs is manifested in the body hair. The word exterior, in relation to the lungs, is a standard usage referring to the skin, sweat glands, and body hair. In other words, the lungs regulate the secretion of sweat, the moistening of the skin, and resistance to external pernicious influences. These functions also depend on the protective qi, which in turn depends on the lungs' disseminating ability. This particular relationship is considered another example of the lungs ruling qi. If the lung qi is weak, there may be too much or too little sweat, and the resistance of the protective qi will be poor. The brilliance of the lungs is manifested in the body hair means that the quality of the body hair may indicate the condition of the lung qi. Clinical sketch. A person whose lungs or lung qi are not functioning well may constantly get colds. Every time something is going wrong, he or she catches it. An oriental physician may determine that the protective qi of such a person is weak. A series of herbal treatments, such as one called the jade screen, which includes astragalus, and the use of acupuncture points such as lung 9 and bladder sari 8, should improve the situation as they strengthen both the lung and the protective qi. The lungs open into the nose. The nose is a thoroughfare for respiration and is intimately connected to the function of the lungs. The throat is said to be the door of the lungs and the home of the vocal cords. So both the throat and the vocal cords are also related to the lungs. Many common nose and throat disorders are therefore treated through the lungs.